Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in one. It's scuff, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. Is there details that maybe you wouldn't share with a new partner?
Knows I've had exes and that I've had sex.
When I tattoo my clients, I overshare a lot.
What if you guys accidentally saw, like, someone who you were talking to saw their tapes?
I'm not threatened because we're together now. Obviously, my pussy is better. I'm prettier. I'm smarter. Like, she's got nothing on me.
I actually went on a date way back.
Oh.
I want the details.
I know Gabe had no game back then. How did it go?
It was a bad date. We ended on a bad note.
After we always do comments, questions, concerns.
I guarantee she pulls out a syllabus before sex. She's like, all right, here's what to prepare for Friday. Bondage, slapping,
Hunter X Hunter condoms.
Yeah.
All right. So today we are actually joined by my friend, Lynn. You guys probably seen her on a couple episodes. You've only been on the one at the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So this is the first time you're on the Down Bad Show.
Officially. I know. I'm so excited.
Thanks for having me.
Happy to have you on the winning podcast, the underdogs,
the number one podcast,
the underdog
in Los Angeles.
We're the underdogs, all right? Because they got UTI and Suburb Stars. They got their own thing going, but we are they're plotting against us. We're the underdog.
They're preying on our downfall.
Yeah.
They hate us because they ain't us.
Everyone knows the underdog is the real main character. Exactly. That's who wins in the anime.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And happy to have you on.
Thank you. Yeah, happy to be here.
And just a quick introduction. I'll leave you to do the introduction for yourself. You know, what do you do? And how do we know each other?
My name is Lynn. I'm a tattoo artist. I just recently opened up my own shop. I'm very excited about that. Woo! Hopefully you guys can come get tattooed, if you're open to getting tattooed.
Oh, for sure.
We met at a party a few times, and every time we met, I don't think you remembered me. Like,
No. That's crazy.
Because we would be like, oh, where are you from? Oh, you're from New York? I'm from New York too. Oh, where'd you grow up? Queens? Oh, me too. And then we meet each other at the party again and be like, hey, I think I know you from somewhere. And then we get to talking and be like, oh, I'm from New York. Oh, I'm from New York too. We'd have the same conversation, like, maybe three times.
Are you serious?
Until I ran into you at the airport just for the trip, and I was like, I wonder if he remembers me. So I'm going to come up to him, and I was like, hey. And you remembered me. I think you remembered me. You said hi.
That does make sense.
We've only met once at our party. All right? This isn't multiple times. All right?
No.
We've met at my Halloween party, and I remember you were a little angel thing, right?
You were there?
Yeah. No, I met you before that.
You did?
Yeah.
When?
I think one of Wu-Tang's parties.
No. I don't go to Wu Tang's party. But from my memory, the Halloween party was the first time we met.
Mm.
And then I actually tried to invite you to come out again, right? And then you completely just left me on red. I was like, okay, I guess you don't like me. I guess you don't.
When?
Yeah. You could go through the threads. But what about Gabe, was it a snowboarding trip the first time?
Yeah, the first time I met both of you guys. Actually, I think you were at Wutak's party too, but I didn't get to introduce myself to you. I didn't know you were there. I just remember I came with my friends and they were like, oh, there's that Rosie girl. She pulled up. I think you were on a scooter.
Oh, yeah. They told me that. What? I know what you're talking about. No, I came for such a hot minute just to check it out really quick. Mm-hmm. Okay, so at the time of that party, actually, I had just gotten out of my last relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of like just not feeling that social. I was kind of like,
it's a Halloween party, right?
No, it was some random party at,
I think it might have been his birthday or post birthday.
some random dude's random birthday shit. Party. I don't know. Irrelevant. But I don't know. But I came and like, I was like, there were these guys there. And like, I think as soon as they found out I was single, everybody was hitting on me. And it felt so gross that I just like, I was like, I need to step out. So I went outside just to like take a walk. And they had those like bird scooters.
Yeah.
And so I just got on one. And I just rode around Santa Monica for like 20 minutes. And then I came back and I was like, great party, and then I Ubered home.
Okay, yeah. That's
you met her, like, yeah, that's me. Back?
The girl in the Uber, huh?
How'd you, how'd you guys meet then?
I don't know. We introduced ourselves on the snowboarding trip, but my friend saw her at that party. And she was like, oh, yeah, we've met her before. We've seen her before. But, yeah.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like a little mouse in the corner at that party. I just wasn't really socializing too much.
Wait, how'd I come up in conversation if we don't?
Because they saw the podcast and they were like, oh, when did you meet them all? And I was like, oh, I met most of them on the trip. And they're like, no, we met her before. We've seen her before. Yeah.
No, we met at Tao.
No, we go way back. You don't remember? Oh.
What?
Never mind, we're not on the same page. You can't run the same joke.
What? Oh, yeah, way back.
You two?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both from Queens.
Oh. Oh, you guys have like a backstory to it.
Yeah. Okay. We actually went on a date way back.
Oh, for
what?
Real?
What?
Yeah.
Like,
how was it? Was it? Wait, I want the details.
No, no, I know Gabe had no game back then. So how did it go?
I like the no game.
You think I still have game?
Oh, you liked the little nervous version game.
I do.
Yeah. Now she don't like me anymore. Yeah. She moved on.
It was a bad date. We ended on a bad note. We didn't talk for years, and then he ended up being
being your friend,
right. Being on this, and then I saw him again at the snowboarding party, and we had said that we were gonna pretend nothing ever happened before. Yeah. So the reintroduction happened. You know, we're like, oh hi, my name's Lou.
Oh, y'all kept it casual, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Behind closed doors, y'all. Okay.
Still in love with her though.
Huh?
What?
But
Gabe, you're loving. You know what? I support it. You know, I support it. You know,
no,
now,
love.
Now, throughout this episode, no, just subtly try to riz it up, right? No, you got this. Oh. Me hanging. There we go.
I think you're trying to shoot me for a second. you got this.
No.
Okay, I got it.
Okay, so I mean, to kind of summarize it, you know, we've all been around these LA streets for the past couple years. Yeah. As in, like you know, we've been to parties.
Speak for yourself.
And, you know, like
we're not homeless. Okay, we have homes.
It's a fucking metaphor. Jesus Christ.
That's funny. All
right, and that's how we met. You know, just LA parties, and we all kind of, you know, share a similar friend circle, and yeah, there we go. That's the backstory. And but anyways, getting back to what you were talking about. Roses and love. Hold on.
That's true.
Yes.
It's true.
Right.
It's true. I would do anything. I would do anything to make this man happy. Yeah.
Even peg him?
Oh, yeah. Well, that would make me happy. Not him.
Well, depending on some guys, that it would also make them happy.
Mm. Yeah. No. I mean, sure.
Yeah.
You?
No, not me. We have a friend, though.
I know.
We have a friend. Yeah.
I think, is it the same friend? I think I know them, too. Every time I see this guy, he just talks about how good pegging is.
Oh, it is definitely him.
His name rhymes with Mill.
The first half of his name.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I'm like, Jimmy doesn't know how to rhyme. That's
what I was like. We have the same brain cell, so I knew what he was trying to say.
What was the last name? Huh? Never mind.
Can I eat this too?
Yeah.
Is
this
both for me?
I thought you were gonna say it for
No,
she's not loving him.
I love him. I love him.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna eat
it. Say
no, I want you to say I love you and give that to him.
Wow.
Now I did see on some of the comments, right, that Rosie, do you ever feel like, man, I said this on a podcast, or I said a bunch of things on a podcast? Do you ever feel like maybe I'm oversharing a little too much? Like,
you know, sometimes. That's a good thing to bring up, because sometimes when we're sitting here, it just feels like I'm hanging out with you guys,
right.
And I forget there are a bunch of random people listening in.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's like, I don't know, I feel like I'm such an open person,
right.
And it's like I think the things that I do share are things that I don't mind people knowing about.
Okay.
Like, it's not like I have anything to hide
about
any of these stories. But I do actually, that does remind me though, because I was reading the comments the other day, and. Everyone
got the jacket.
I'm like, okay, let's.
What the comments say?
Let me know why everyone. I was talking because it was the last podcast where I was talking about how much I liked my then crush, and then And then Gabe and I were flirting, as we do, because why wouldn't we?
Right? That's what friends do.
I'm hot. Gabe's hot. We flirt. And then all the comments are like, oh my God, she's so in love with Gabe. She's so into Gabe. Like, blah, blah, blah.
Who isn't?
That is true. Relax. That is true. Right.
But you're not in love with me?
I am.
Okay.
But also, like, this pissed me off, though, because y'all talk about sucking each other's every goddamn day, and I have to hear it. But the second I say it, now I'm into Gabe. Like, what?
Yeah. You can't back up your statement with a lie.
Not only that, I'm not out here saying I want to suck his c- every day.
That blew up my head for a second.
I might, you know, slap his ass now. That's not equate to, well, you know, I don't know.
Look at Liz's face. Let me put the mic on. All
right. Anyways.
I don't even slap Gabe's ass, actually.
Huh? Help?
No, but it's like one of those, like you know, a sportsmanship, like, slaps.
It's not, no, it's a good morning. Good night. Good breakfast.
Great sex.
See you later.
Yeah.
Great head.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. Sometimes in Japan, randomly, when you would just walk in front of me, I just have this weird urge to smack your ass, bro.
And I have like a sense, like a spidey sense. Sometimes I walk past you, I put my hand there. And sometimes I deflect it without even knowing.
Yeah, sometimes you would catch me.
Yeah.
I was like, how did he know?
I'm just that good.
Look it over there. And he just catches my hand.
Well, I'm telling you, my reflexes are crazy. I'll just walk like...
Wait, do you remember on the ski trip when I
smacked my ass? Oh my God!
Do you remember
that? Yeah,
yep. No, you made a sound and it was so funny. It's like a pleasurable sound.
I made a pleasurable.
What do you say?
How'd it go? Do tell. Gorsh.
Do you not remember this? We literally laughed. You were like getting on the car and I just went like, and it was like the perfect slap. You know what I mean? Like, uh-huh. Just like,
this
like,
ass,
like,
everything's like, a perfect slap.
Yeah, yeah, like a, yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Gabe was just like, oh.
Damn, I don't remember.
Nah, you do make those like subtle. Yeah, it's not.
What
it's
else
not...
am I gonna do? Hey!
No, sometimes. I get a little animated, right? So I'll pull my shirt up, like, smack it again.
Oh. I like that.
A little arch to it.
I'm so sus.
How do you like getting your ass slapped, Lynn?
I love it.
Yeah?
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Do you make any like, sounds, little sounds?
Smack a little closer.
How do you react? Yeah.
Are we talking about, like, full-on spanking? Like, I laid down and, or are we
like
talking about...
Like, getting punished, like... Well... What? Like,
mid... In the bed, or
are we like playful, like walk by,
like a friend?
Yeah, like the way Jimmy does it with Gabe.
Oh, I love it! Yeah. I love it! I love doing it to people. I love getting it done to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's like a little.
How about like a spanking? You've been a bad girl type.
I like that too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it all.
Do you like it cocked all the way back?
No. We didn't. Okay, that's not
unnecessary.
Oh, sorry.
I think
that's a little unnecessary.
I'm talking about
clap. That's a little unnecessary.
Shout out to our sponsor for this week, Manscaped. And you guys know that summer is coming. Are you guys ready to unveil that beach bod? Because I still got mad work to do, but, you know, we getting there. Manscaped is here to ensure your body is ready for the wild with their game-changing full body grooming and hygiene products. Don't be at the beach with Austin Powers chest hair. Trim your chesticles with the besticles. And if you grew some winter man tits, the least you could do is make sure they're shaved. It's time to get ready for hot boy summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping if you use the code Down bad. You guys know me. I've been using Manscaped for the past 4 or 5 years now, and every single time before a date, groom downstairs my armpits. Keep in mind, Asian people don't grow much facial hair, but when we do grow, it's not in the right places. Grows in like protruding hairs. I gotta use Manscaped to shave that shit off, and I could make sure all of my body hair is fully trimmed, despite how shitty it looks. Big thank you to Lawnmower 4.0. Whether you're trimming your chest or the treasure chest in your pants, this is the best trimmer on the market. Their trimmer features a ceramic blade designed to cut hair on loose skin and reduce grooming accidents thanks to advanced skin-safe technology. Manscaped is dedicated to helping you increase your confidence level by giving you a full body grooming kit called the Performance Package 4.0. And inside this package includes Essential Lawnmower 4.0, Crop Preserver. It's an anti-shaving ball moisturizer. It gets stuffy down there. So with this little moisturizer, you just feel very relieved. And you just know that whatever you're packing down there smells elegant. The Weed Whacker 2.0. That's to make sure your little nose hairs isn't gonna be fucking popping out when you're up close and personal with the girl. It also comes with a Shears 2.0 nails kit. For every part of your body, it has you secured. So yeah, by having the right tools for grooming is essential. So do yourself a favor and use the right tools by going to manscaped.com. And you guys could get 20% off and free shipping with the code DOWNBADSHOW. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code DOWNBADSHOW at manscaped.com. Cheers, mate.
But speaking of ads, since we're on the topic of ass,
always on the topic of ass,
I couldn't help myself, but to comment, huh, on one of Lynn's pictures the other day.
What?
Your Instagram story. Oh, you were showing it off.
Yeah.
You were showing what you was working with.
Yeah, the thirst traps you be thirsting.
Wait,
days.
I didn't
yeah.
see it. Let me see.
Actually, I got
Come
you.
Yeah, Lynn hit like one of the craziest thirst traps of 2023.
Oh, I remember
and,
that.
And even as now a she friend, had the... I was like, wow. What did I say?
I don't remember.
Pull it up.
I really don't remember. But you know what? Every time I post a thirst trap, I get crazy numbers. So now I'm only going to post them when I have to make a big announcement to make sure I get the views. Yep. I don't think it was that crazy. It was just
I need it a little lower.
That's what people are saying. Yeah. I
think you're too far away. Can you airdrop it to me? So,
now, how many of our mutuals also commented?
Yeah, good. It was on my story.
How many of our mutuals also commented on that story?
I don't think that many.
Oh shit.
I don't think that many.
It's just you, Jimmy.
Oh my god.
You know what was weird?
What?
I would have like different friend groups reply to it at the same time.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, are you guys next to each other and seeing this? And like okay, you reply and then I'll reply, or just it's so coincidentally that like everyone from this group commented at the same time and from that group commented at the same time. Yeah.
I think it might be coincidental. I was definitely in my room.
Did anybody in the podcast group comment on it?
No. They're over it. They're used to it.
That's funny.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess this is kind of like a new...
No, it's new to me too, because I wasn't doing this before, you know, until I got single. And I was like, you know what? I can show some ass now.
When did you get single?
Last July.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I will say the one after it, I didn't know it was the first one. Man of God. But the second one, where you were like... Talking about like you need inches in you or something.
Oh.
I was like, this is the best string of thirst trap stories I've ever seen.
I know. I wasn't planning. Yeah, I wasn't planning to until I got the replies and I was like, oh, I could see what they did there. I didn't mean to do that though.
You didn't mean to do
the following story.
Come on.
Let me see.
I replied to that one, not the thirst trap.
I'm wearing.
What did you say that?
Let me see.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm wearing pants, but like because I'm short, all my pants are long, and so I took a picture from like waist down. I was like, somebody donate 4 inches to my height. And everyone was like, I got some other 4 inches.
What was the smoothest reply from that?
I don't know. They were all pretty much the same.
Oh, word.
It's the same joke, like recycled over and over.
That's crazy.
But Gabe said you said you had something original.
No, I didn't.
What did you say?
I said I could help, but I don't know about the hype part. And then she said, I don't get it. Please elaborate in detail.
At least mom got a laugh.
Please elaborate in detail with pictures.
I think my mind's better. Yeah. And I hit her with the Pokemon. There's a time and place for everything.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you're going to bring that energy, and now's the time. Let me see it.
Oh, I bet. After the pod.
Okay.
When we film our pod with Jasmine.
All right. W Riz.
I have no Riz. She doesn't like Riz.
I like the Rizless.
The Rizless.
The Rizless.
The unfortunate. But fuck, we went off track for a little bit. Anyways, we were talking about like just like oversharing, right? Mm-hmm. With your partner, and you feel like you're such an open book, Rosie, that like anything kind of goes. But don't you think is there details that maybe you wouldn't share with a new partner, or online or stuff like that, such as like maybe stuff about your ex or stuff about, you know, like previous partners or stuff like that. No.
I don't know. Like, you don't I don't know. Like, knows I've had exes and that I've had sex. That's not true. Actually, I've never had sex with a man before. Let's put that on the record.
I was about to say that.
If we've talked about it before, that was a lie.
Okay.
I was making stuff up so that I could fit in with you guys, but I was a virgin.
Yeah, she's trying to fit in.
Yeah. So everything that I've ever said was untrue.
It was all fiction.
Yep.
Yeah, it was all.
I just have a really good imagination.
Now, Lynn, what about you? What would you say?
I overshare a lot. Like, when I talk to my clients and we get to talking about life, I'm always oversharing. I think as long as I'm not mentioning any names, because I know, like, a lot of people will still be in my lives, we'll have mutuals, like, I'll allude to the story, but I won't blatantly put you out in the spotlight. Like, oh,
right.
John said this and this and that, and his dick is this size, right. And we, you know. But if I'm vague about it, I don't mind.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about with you know, people that you're seeing currently, or even in the date that you've been single? Like, maybe the first date, would you talk about stuff like the, your body count, or like stuff you did with a previous partner?
I mean, if the conversation led to that and it was very friendly, I don't mind sharing. But like right off the bat, he's like, hi, I'm so-and-so. How many bodies do you have?
Right.
You know, they're like, oh, okay. Yeah. I don't like this conversation. Mm. Yeah, it's about the intent. You know, if we're just having fun, we're having a conversation, that's the way it goes, and that's the way it went. But
do you ever get uncomfortable if the other person starts talking about their ex?
Twist your mic. That's not picking up.
No, not really. I mean, anything that happened before me is just... why do I have an opinion on it? You know, you were moving the way you were moving before me. And you don't even have to move differently after meeting me. Mm-hmm. It's just, I don't understand when people get mad at, like, oh, you used to fuck with so-and-so.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I didn't know you. I didn't know you back then. I didn't know you had should've. A problem. Oh, yeah. You're right. I should have, but I didn't. That's my fault. I'm only human.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to give you all a small little example, right? Let's say,
a true story.
So, you know, I had an ex when I first started dating her. She started, bringing up her ex a decent amount. And at first, I was like, okay, all right, it's, you know, she got some, you know, personal issues that she got to deal with him. But next thing you know, she starts showing me his
nudes
work. And
well, what does that mean? I'm confused.
Let's just say, you know,
what he did for work,
huh?
What he does for work,
like music.
Okay, I see,
right? And then I'm like, oh, cool, these songs are about you.
Oh, like actual work,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like videos of them. I was like, why would
no,
she show
no, 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 that's crazy. No, yeah, videos of them. Yeah, I've
like, why can't you hit it like this?
No,
I would die.
Oh my god. Dude, if a guy did that, I would cheat. I wish I could leave. By the next man I can fuck.
Yeah, imagine. Have sex,
record it, come back, and show it to him. Look at this.
I would cry.
Yo, what if you guys accidentally saw, like, you know, so who you were talking to, like, you saw their sex tapes of.
I'll kill myself.
Damn. Damn. What? Where's the news?
I'm just kidding.
What would you actually do? Kill them?
I don't know. Well,
you study the footage? Like,
no, but here's the
wait a second.
Well, here's how I'm playing it in my head, right? Is like, and that's why, like, I feel like I don't care that much about oversharing with my partner, or like that he'll see the stuff that I've tweeted in the past, because it's like, I am who I am, and if he's gonna be with me, he should know who I am, right? I think these are like important parts of me, and I'm not gonna like unnecessarily give details that like would make him feel uncomfortable.
Sure, but you know how sometimes, you know, like pillow talk, you guys are just talking about it.
Yeah,
you
know,
what else have you done?
I don't know, this is what I mean, like in this hypothetical of like, if I saw a video of him fucking like an ex or something how would I feel? Like, first of all, like, disgusting, but it, like, second of all, like, I'm not threatened because we're together now, and obviously my pussy's better, so why do I care that this video exists? Like, I'm prettier, I'm smarter, like, she's got nothing on me.
But mm-hmm.
I'm with him now.
Is like a part of you curious? Like, oh, I don't want to look at it, but.
I think it's a gamble.
How?
It's a gamble. Like,
How is she hit riding?
She don't do that for me.
This is a different question. Okay, so now I would like to hear you guys, like, would you guys watch this video? If it surfaced out, you would.
You would.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, if we were comfortable enough and I felt secure enough with you in our relationship, I'd be like, oh, you have a video still? I'd probably be like iffy on why you still had that video. Right. But if the video was like circulating somehow and shit went to shit, I'd be like, are you okay if I watch it? Like, does that make you uncomfortable? And I feel like I would just watch it to see how their moves were so I can top it.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I want to say no, because I feel like it's almost one of those things where, like, for example, like, I don't want to know what the future looks like, for example, because it'll impact how I am now. And I think it's the same thing with, like, things in the past. Like, for me, it's like, leave it behind. Like, I am with him now, and this is our sex life, and I don't want things in the past to influence it. Like, why does it matter? If it was important, then he would bring it up to me on his own. Like, I don't think, like, I think, like, it's like, you, if you go out digging for, like, trouble, you're gonna find it, kind of thing. So that's like true. I'm just gonna leave it be.
That's a very healthy and peaceful way to go about it. And, you know, I would like to be like that too, but respectfully, I'm too curious. I'm too, like, just show me. We are, like, I'm topping that video, first of all.
That's motivation. It's either like I'm getting gassed up because I was killing it way better than him, or he's a little better than me, and I'm gonna catch up in like a couple weeks. Yeah, and then we're recreating a new one, deleting that other one, and then that's it.
I hope I'm not like this in a couple years. I feel like once I'm a family man, I'm not out here looking at my exes on tapes. But
this is if you stumble upon it, right?
Like, huh? I guess. I feel,
or
like,
if your ex has it and she says, I'm deleting all the old videos from here. And you're like, hold on. Before they go, can I?
Okay. Yeah. In that context,
would you?
I think I would. Yeah. I'm just.
I feel like it's, I don't know if it's different between guys and girls.
Yeah.
Wait. But I feel like you were in the middle of a story, Jimmy. You were talking about how, like, pillow talk and your ex, bringing up work.
Right. So she was bringing up, you know, how his, you know, she dated a musician, right? And she was like, oh, These are the songs, you know. Oh, don't listen to his songs, da da da. What the fuck? Of course I'm gonna listen to his songs. Like, you say not to listen, and he's a semi well known musician. Of course I'm gonna listen to his music. And then I start listening, and I'm like, fuck, is he talking about her like that? Oh man. And then I don't know. It was just constantly, like, kind of come up in conversation just randomly. And because, you know, maybe he's, I don't want to give too many details, but just in that context, right, would you guys be like, yo, that's annoying, stop sharing, shut the fuck up? You guys would, right?
Yeah. I don't think that there's a reason to keep bringing somebody from your past up in multiple conversations. Like, if you want to give a warning, there could be like one conversation. Yeah. If it's really necessary for there to be two, okay, fine, two. But to casually throw it into conversation when you guys are having a good day and everything, it's just like, I feel like you're trying to push a button or make a point there, you know, that, like, should be addressed.
Yeah. Have you guys ever caught yourself like, oh, maybe I am talking about an ex a little bit too much on a date? Have you guys ever caught yourself?
Not on a date, but I think I have done it, like, pillow talks, or like sometimes, like I know this has happened because my boyfriend has brought it up, and he's been like, like, can we be in the moment? Cause for me, it's like, what it was is like, I'm a big reminiscer,
right?
And like, I have exes that I'm still friends with, and like, I don't know, a lot of the relationships, I think it's tricky because a lot of people who talk about their exes a lot, it tends to be a sign that they're not over their ex, right? Like, they're hung up for some reason, like they miss some part, or like they want you to be some type of way. I think I look at a lot of past relationships almost like, you know, the way you look back at your childhood memories, like, oh, that was a really nice time. I was a very different person, like, you know, these good times. But it's not like you want to go back. Like, I don't want to actually be a kid again and like fucking take tests in school or whatever. Right. But it's like nice, like it's like, oh yeah, like we rode, right? Like sometimes like we'll go like ride our bikes or like walk along the beach, and I'm like, oh, and like he'll skip stones or something, and I'll be like, oh my god, this reminds me of like you know, this other time when that happened. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you're taking away from the moment. Like, can we stop? Mm-hmm. And then that reminds me to like, okay, I'm here with him now.
But
I think it's normal. I think like you can't help that like this thing with like a new love reminds you of an old love too. Like, I think a lot of memories build on each other, mm-hmm. and that's okay. But yeah, I think it's just important, like when it does bother you, to like bring it up and like talk about it. Like, we'll talk about it. We'll be like, yeah, why did I bring that up? Like, what am I feeling? And like how are we both feeling about this? And then we get to the bottom of it, and like we feel better about it. Yeah. But I've been a lot better about it since.
Okay, since Nance brought it up. Yeah, it is just like, you know, you're just walking or you're pillow talking, and all of a sudden, wow, fucking. That water bottle looks like the water fucking that we used to drink together when we go on dates. You know, you used to take me to picnics. So you will always bring me the Aquafina. I'm like, why the fuck does that matter?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's like over, I don't know. That's like something you can't really explain. Like, I understand if it's like good things, but I feel like most people bring up their exes if it's like something like bad to happen. Yeah. Or if they're annoyed, like, oh, if they're like still kind of talking to their ex, or they kind of forced to. Or they seen them somewhere. Mm. But yeah, I don't know. I delete every memory of my ex, so that's fine.
I feel like I did it a lot in the beginning of a new relationship as like a comparative thing. Like, oh, my ex never did this for me, but you do this for me. Mm. Or, you know,
my ex used to do this for me. How come you not doing it for
me? I never bring that up. That's mean. I feel like that's mean. I feel like I could say what standards I want to have and what I would like to do.
Without bringing up an ex.
Yeah, but I don't have to, you know, bring it down to like, oh, well, you know, so-and-so used to do that for me. How come you don't?
But would you like say it like, could you do this for me? But maybe it's because your ex used to do it. Would you bring up something like your new partner to do for you that your ex did in a healthy way?
Yeah. Like, yeah, what, if like I what? Liked it. I mean, if it was healthy. I mean, I wouldn't ask for something super specific. Like, if he like
could you like twist my legs?
Yeah, yeah. But it'd be like, where did you learn this from? But if I'm just like, Reddit? Oh, you know, when it's cold, I'd appreciate if you brought me a blanket. Or, you know, ask me if... It doesn't take a lot for me to be happy. I'm not going to ask for, like, the most extravagant stuff, you know?
Now, but, you should. Have you ever been with someone where they start, you know... Again, we're in a pillow talk setting. And they're asking you, like, how did you like to have sex before? Right? What kind of things are you into, right? Kind of like questions to see, you know, what your kinks are, da da. And have you just accidentally slip out like, oh, I used to do like get inside with my ex, or I like to do this with my ex? Has that ever slipped out? And then all of a sudden it's like, huh, okay, it made someone uncomfortable.
I mean, if you're going to ask me what I like, I'm going to tell you what I like.
Yeah.
Are
you
going to
say specific examples?
No, but I have had somebody be like, well, who'd you do that with? And I'm like, why does that matter? You just asked me what I liked. I don't want to tell you who I did it with, you know?
Yeah.
But then they get really caught up on the fact like, oh, that was a really creative move. Who thought of that? Who did you do it with, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Very interesting.
Gabe, would you ask?
Ask what?
Yeah, like, would you... You know, you're pillow talking with a girl, and you're like,
Yeah, I don't care about like what a girl's done in the past, really, unless it's like some crazy shit.
Right.
But I wouldn't like say like, oh, what do you like? And then she's like, yeah, I like getting tied up to the bed frame and this is that. I wouldn't be like, who did that to you? I'd be like, huh, how can we add to that? How can we, you know, do that? Like, I don't really care about
But those type of conversations, those kind of conversations don't make you feel uncomfortable.
No, if anything, I'm just more curious. And, like, because like the bottom line is to like, advance the chemistry and like sexual interactions. Right. So it's like, don't ask a question if you can't handle like a different response.
Yeah, I don't know. I think our sex is very like, it's really about us. It's not like, again, it's not about what's happened in the past. It's really like, what we usually do is after sex, like while you're cuddling, we always do like a, like comments, questions, concerns.
Get the notepad. Comments,
questions, concerns. What is this peer review homework?
Okay, stop. You're making fun of me, but I think it's really important to
take notes after sex.
Debrief or like to talk deep about.
Debrief. This is why she went to a fucking Ivy League.
Debrief.
This
is. Oh my god. I guarantee she pulls out a syllabus before sex.
To talk about.
She's like, all right, here's what to prepare for Friday. bondage, slapping, and surprise, surprise.
And Hunter X Hunter condoms.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, I think it's important to make sure that, like, to, like, know, like, sometimes you try new things, right? Like, to talk about it. Like, did that Pop go quizzes. Well? Did you like it? Okay. Right? What could have been better? Right? And, like, yeah, it started with, like, questions like that, but then we kind of paraphrased it to just common questions, concerns.
Common questions. Do you have peer review dialogue after post-coitus?
No.
Post-coitus.
I'm telling you, it makes sex better, okay?
I believe that. I think I get scared talking about sex, honestly, with my partner because I'm always scared to offend them. And then I could see sometimes, like, when I was vocal about how I felt, I could feel the next time we had sex, there was a lot of doubt going through his mind, you know? And I felt bad because I felt like I wish I could take that away. But I know that was a thing that was in his mind. And then I try to overperform and overreact to try and make up for where he feels like he's slacking in. And then it just doesn't make it as fun anymore. So that's why it's like talking about how you perform is a little touchy for me. Like if you were going to tell me like, oh, I would like you to do this more and this more. I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll do it. But giving feedback to, I don't know, to sometimes men, it's not like a good ego.
So how would you then figure it out though? Like how would you, you know?
If they were...
Is it just like unspoken? Is it completely unspoken?
No, I think it's like a game of like hot and cold. Like if you're getting to a hot area, I'm like, I'm going to moan a little louder just so you know, like mentally is, you know.
Nah, you got to be vocal
I don't know, like that's what I think too, but I've been with partners where like, I'm like, eventually they're going to know where the clit is because that's when I'm moaning.
Eventually.
But it's like, I don't know. I think sometimes if you don't just like talk about it, they're not going to know and they just think they're fine. And like, sure. No, I agree with you. I think there are men that like will end up getting insecure about it or like women too and like get in their heads about it. But I think that's something they need to figure out. That's but true. like you shouldn't be trying to protect their feelings so much that like, It's at the sacrifice of your own like sex life with them, right? And your relationship to some extent. Mm-hmm. If you're not able to like communicate, like I don't know, I just feel like a good partner, like because you said right, like if I was giving a guy head and he was like, oh, if you use more tongue or if you you know did it this way, it'd be better. Like I want to know that so that I can do that instead of just doing like giving like mid head the whole time, right? Like like I don't know, like Jimmy Gabe, like if a girl gave you feedback about like something she wanted more of or like something she didn't like that you were doing.
Oh, I'm doing it. Right. I'm putting it into practice.
Exactly.
Oh,
next exactly.
Time, I have the comments, questions, and concerns. But I don't call it that. I don't bring out a piece of paper. But I don't know. For me, with like everything I do, I just love feedback and like constructive criticism. So like even if it's like a random hookup, like I'll still like talk about like, oh, you know, how'd you feel about this or whatever.
Yeah,
or if it's a random hookup, maybe I'll try something new and just test it out. Because like I don't like get offended if like someone didn't like it. Then I'm like, I'm more curious how to get better.
That's what I'm saying. So I think it's a sign that like honestly maybe you need to
go,
I don't know,
get
maybe
it.
A more confident or like emotionally mature man that you can like if you're telling him like giving him honest feedback and you're not being cruel about it and he can't take it, like
Yeah.
That's true.
If he can't take it, then you shouldn't take it from him.
Oh my God.
Get it branded.
Oh my gosh.
Put it on a shirt.
Down Bad Show merch number one.
Bars. And okay, so moving on a little bit from
ruined my momentum.
What you said something
I did
else?
The ear. Why I said it good.
Take it away. Have you guys ever shared details? Have you guys ever like trauma dumped and bonded over in the beginning of a relationship, right? And that's also kind of in the same house as like oversharing, right? It's like, have you, you know, maybe told a guy that like, yeah, I cheated, or like, not even I cheated, or like, damn, I've, I had anxiety and clinical depression, right? Would you just dump that on a first or second date?
If you felt comfortable enough to have that conversation, yeah. I feel like if I'm gonna talk about my experience, it's because I gotten over it already. So I don't really have too much trauma still attached to it. So it's just like having a regular AB conversation, you know? But I don't think we've ever bonded over it. I think it was more he was asking about me or asking about like a part of my life at that time, and I was like, okay, I'll tell you about it, I'll tell you where my mental was at that time, but it's not to be like what did you go through? You know, do you want to get along from that point? Yeah. No. Mm. Yeah.
Gabe, nothing.
Trauma.
Lame question. All right.
Wait, no. I thought we were going in order. That's why. Yeah.
All right.
Oh, I think I've been with guys where I, like, they trauma dumped me, but that made me, like, bond to them because I felt like, right, like, when someone is opening
he's
up
so
to
vulnerable.
You. Yeah, like, yeah, it's, yeah. And it's like, oh, I feel like he trusts me and, like, we're having, you know, and, like, I feel like I want to take care of him. I don't know. That has happened before. Like, I remember I had, like a, not even a one-night stand because we didn't have sex, but we just, like, we made out and cuddled all night, and he was just telling me about his life. He's telling me about, yeah, like, drug addictions. Like, yeah. And I like, had feelings for this man for, like, a month. And all we did was, like, saw each other one night and, like, cuddled. And I think it was just because of, yeah, how close I felt to him because of how much he was sharing. But I don't know if, like, I don't think I overshare on first dates like that. Like, in terms of, like things that are going on with me right now. Mm. Like, I'm not going to start bawling and, like, crying on a date, right?
Sure.
But I think I always share parts of my life that are important to me, like parts that I feel like are core to who I am as a person. Like on this podcast, right, I've talked, like maybe even on the first one, I always talk, like, or like new friends too, I always talk about like my upbringing, right?
Yeah,
like growing up poor, like
sure.
How I ended up where I am. Because
that's
an
inspirational story.
Right, because that's
right.
Like part of my values.
Right.
And it's not so much like trauma dumping as like, hey, but like I did go through a lot of stuff and it makes me who I am. So I think that's important to share. But I do think it's different than like, trauma dumping in the sense that like, oh shit, like I have all this crap going on in my life and I'm gonna like dump it onto you.
Right. Yeah, I've had a girl who did reveal that she cheated before, and that like raised a big red flag
right.
in me. And I'm almost thinking like, huh, if she said that like after I fell for her, like 4, 5, 6, 7
right.
dates in, maybe I wouldn't be as alarmed. Right, where I'm like more invested, but if she's sharing that on the second day, I'm like, oh god.
I mean, but like, wouldn't you want people to be transparent about that stuff early on? Like, would you actually feel worse that like, yeah, like you're seeing each other for a month and then you're like, why are you telling me now this big thing? I don't know.
I think
it depends how you go about the conversation. I think like it's good to know that stuff earlier, but it's not good to like just leave it at that. Like, I would want to know like. If you cheated, like, what's your side of the story? What's
right.
What happened? Why'd it happen? How'd you improve from it? Like, you know, what'd you learn from it? So and so. And it kind of like, you know, if she cheated because, like, oh, yeah, he flirted with my best friend or something.
That's fine, then.
You go, sis, I guess. But, yeah. As far as trauma dumping, I think I kind of always undershare unless people ask. Like, I'm an open book, but there's, like, you just gotta flip the page. So like, I never really like openly share things about myself unless like trauma wise. But like, if people ask, then I'm like fully open to like talk about it and go into it. So yeah.
Like, okay, cool.
I'm curious. We don't have to go into this, but I'm super curious if you guys have ever cheated or been cheated on.
Don't miss.
No.
Healthy
no,
relationships.
No. I'll stop talking to a person, or break the relationship off before I do something else with
Makes
another
sense.
Person.
Have
no,
you guys?
That's what I'm saying. It's not hard to just like, hey, if this relationship is not working out, like do the right thing and end it instead of betraying this person that you made a commitment to. No, I've never cheated, or I've never technically been cheated on, but I've been in situations where I was seeing a guy that I thought was single, and then I find out that he had a girlfriend the entire time. So I've twice now, I've like been like the third person without knowing it.
Yeah.
And as soon as I find out, I like just ghost them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lynn, have you ever had?
Yeah, I've been cheated on a few times.
Damn.
A few times.
Yeah, by the same person too. And that's also the person
what?
I cheated on after. I
what?
Mean, it doesn't justify me cheating, you know, but it was just...
It was very, very toxic.
I'm sorry though.
No, it's okay. I mean, I'm over it now, but it definitely like that's I feel like that's why I'm so patient when I meet women who are in these types of relationships, because it was like I understand feeling like
right.
you can't leave and having this like emotional lock on you, and it's so draining, and you really like you have your own self-worth diminished over time, and it's almost like gaining or losing weight where it's just so little every day that you don't even realize that your self-worth is being drained until you look in the mirror after like a few years and you're like, I don't even recognize myself anymore, you know? Damn. And so that there was like a whole string of like me finding out he was cheating on me and him being very manipulative of being like, if you leave me, you know, I'm gonna kill myself. And playing that on me at such a young age when I'm so empathetic towards people. It was so heavy. And so I'm like, okay, I'm gonna stay. And he, at first it was like a verbal situation. He'd be like, oh, I'm so sorry, you know, I won't do it again. And then he learned that like with every time it happened, I would have less and less patience. And I was like, no, I'm done. I'm really done. Find a more extreme way to try and keep and latch me in. And then at the end of it, I was just like, oh, I can't do this anymore. Yeah. Like, fuck it. If you won't let me go, I'm just going to go. And I'm going to go do my own thing. And then maybe that'll be the last straw for you. And, yeah, and you let me leave. But yeah, that's why I cheated.
Wow. So is that... did it work then? Like, were you able to end the relationship because of that?
Yeah, after that happened, I didn't sleep with the guy who I cheated on him with. It was more of like an emotional cheating where I felt like he was my safe place that I could go to when I spoke to him, and he was just very caring and very sweet. And so emotionally, I guess I cheated, and then I left. I moved here, and that's how I got away from him.
I'm proud of you. I'm glad you're away from that. That's awful. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. No. It's a live and learn situation, you know.
What was happening in the relationship where he felt like he wanted to cheat?
I don't know. I can't really speak for him. I can never be in his head, you know. But he did come from like a pretty broken family, and his friends, his influence around him weren't the best.
Yeah.
And I was like seeing his boys, you know, go out and do some raunchy shit. And so I was like, oh, I don't know if I really like you hanging around them. I don't really like that that's the influence you have.
Right.
But
he's back in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was just playing that.
What area did he live?
Queens.
Bayside? Flushing? Jackson Heights? That's a lot of neighborhoods.
Not Flushing.
No, he, I can't. Maybe,
I feel like a Bayside dude. Feel like a Korean Bayside type of guy.
Oh, you know, he went to Fernie Lou, definitely.
Yeah. I spoke about him on the UTI podcast, and I was like, the whole time, I was like, oh, I don't know if I should speak on this or not. And I'm like, I don't really mind. Like, I'm over it. But I was like, I don't know if he's going to
watch it,
come back and, like, try and violate me somehow or start some shit. And as soon as that podcast or that clip posted, this man messaged me on Instagram a whole ass paragraph, and I started freaking out because I like still have nightmares about him.
Yeah, that's scary.
You know? And so when he messaged me, I was like, oh my God, I can't. Yeah. I can't do this. So I blocked him and all of the mutuals that we had. And
damn.
Yeah. But yeah, he was out there. He was going through a lot, not to, you know, justify. He used to punch glass after I said I would leave and like bleed out, and I'd be like,
that's crazy.
I don't know what you want me to do right now,
it's,
you know?
Crazy.
Yeah, it got pretty extreme. So when people are like, oh, why didn't you just leave? Like, yeah, it could be as simple as just leaving. Yeah. But also, he had like eyes on me everywhere I went. Like, I went to Flushing one time, and my friend called me. He was like, oh, I'm getting my glasses repaired. I can't really see. Do you want to come hang out? Mm-hmm. I was like, bet. I'll come. I'll pick you up. You know, we'll just go to the park or something. Literally 2 minutes after he got into my car, and mind you, this friend has been my friend since I was like 6. There was nothing in between us. He was just completely
platonic. Guy friend, though.
Guy friend. He calls me up, and he was like, where the fuck are you? Who is in your car right now? And I was like, how did you see that? Like, did you put a camera in my car or something? Jeez. And he was like, somebody saw you have a friend get in your car and you drive away. And I was like, I looked at my friend, and this is when I would start turning on my friends because I was so scared. You know, I'd be like, who were you just with? Did you tell anyone I was seeing you? And it's just like, you should never be in that position, you know? You should never feel like you should have that much caution about the way you move, especially if you're not doing anything wrong.
Yeah. And with someone that you're supposed to trust and make you feel safe. Dude, it's actually, this totally reminds me of like, and I forgot this happened to me, but I had an ex in high school where, like, when I tried to break up with him, it was, like, the same thing. He like, got really suicidal. Yeah. And it wasn't as bad, but he would, like, send me pictures of him, like, harming himself, like, burning his hand, like, things. Yeah, like, to try to, like, manipulate and guilt you. Yeah. And it's just, like, people are so...
That's not it.
Broken in so many ways, but, like, that doesn't... Like, they need to figure it out instead of... being with another person and then like transferring that hurt onto more people.
It's just
that fucks with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's just a really desperate attempt at keeping that other person around. I feel like they all they're like Eminem fans. You guys ever seen that video? Stan? Yeah.
When he wrote the letter?
When he
the
wrote, car? Yeah.
Dude, that's such a sad video.
Yeah. Like, I wish you would write me back. It's kind of like that kind of energy.
Yeah.
Where it's like, yeah, like, I'm going to do anything to have you stay. But, yeah, no, Flushing is a small little circle. It's a small little town. Yeah. So it's like, you know, if you're like involved in the, it's like fucking Animal Crossing, bro. It's like just such a small spot. You could kind of see anybody from anywhere.
Okay, I was like, where's the correlation?
Yeah, I was like, where's it going?
It's just it's a small town. You know where everything is, so yeah. I'm sure you have people who know, you recognize people like that. So
you were in Flushing too.
I was around. I was in Fresh Meadows.
Oh damn! What the fuck?
Yeah.
Same.
I think we were talking about how Eddie used to work at that Kohl's.
Yeah.
Next to the movie theater.
We got expelled.
Yeah.
You know, were you trying to steal from? Oh man.
I feel like
small ass world.
New York guys, like New York Asian Korean guys, are super toxic.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what super slept on?
Huh?
New York Flushing Moroccans.
All right.
That was the most silent this podcast had ever been for like 5 seconds.
Why don't we, ladies, watching?
That's please. How you doing, fellas.
Please, stop sleeping on him. Stop taking these naps.
Ooh. Listen, okay? Everything, I shot, just go on.
No, I give up. Mom's Love Game is his handle. If you guys could do him a favor and stop sleeping on this man, slot in.
We have like 90% dudes.
Just, you know, but we're trying to get our lady audience higher, because I think also on the last podcast with Sahar, she was like, man, I feel a whole lot of testosterone when I'm around you guys.
Do you guys feel that?
I mean, I do with every man around me. I feel like you guys are open, and, you know, you guys listen and you're not overbearing. I've definitely been in a room full of like very big alpha, like, no, I everything you say, I have to one up. Mm. That was really annoying. Mm. That was energy that I could not stand being around, especially if there was no other female in the room. I'd be like, what the fuck am I right now? Yeah.
Have you felt over testosterone?
I think I'm just such a strong personality on my own that it, like, you know, I can be like, dicks away.
She's like Moses.
I think
me and Jimmy just
cock repellent. But I also think I'm so used to being in a lot of male dominated spaces.
Right, like I
worked in Wall Street, like I'm in tech, right? Like there aren't a lot of female founders that for better or for worse, I think I like get used to being used to that kind of energy.
Right.
But I do notice sometimes, yeah, like when I hang out with female friends or like a different group, I'm like, oh wow, that's so different.
Something's different. Than what I was.
We gotta switch it up now. We gotta have a feminine podcast one day.
Feminine podcast.
Oh my god, so
no, it's not just acting flamboyant. What the fuck?
Yeah, but it adds to it.
Okay.
Acting flamboyant. Sure. You talk about like girl things, you know? You're okay. Like, you know, you're like the gay bestie.
All right.
That makes sense. Okay, we can skip this too. I'm gonna unplug this shit.
Yeah, being a tattoo artist, I feel like you're also in kind of like a male dominated space, right? Surrounded by a lot of testosterone, especially I feel like quote unquote alpha guys, right? Mm-hmm. They're probably coming into the tattoo shop getting
for sure,
right? So I'm guessing, are you also having these kind of conversations with?
I feel like the majority of men that I've worked with are very respectable.
Yeah.
So it wasn't anything that I felt uncomfortable about.
Right.
A lot of my clientele are women. And they're also very respectful with that. Okay. You know, if they see that I'm tattooing a woman from like the hip down, or they're wearing like bikini bottoms or underwear, they won't even come over to my station. They're like, oh, I don't want to, you know, invade your privacy. They'll ask if I want barriers. So I work with very professional people. Before I go work at a shop, so I've been doing a lot of guest spots. So I'll go to different shops. I'll work there. I'll kind of learn the business, learn the people, spread my name out. I'll go there to see how it is. I'll feel out the vibe of it, and if I feel like I could handle these people for a few weeks, then I'll work there. But if I'm like, oh, I could see that there's a lot of, like, not ill intent, but bad morale going on here, I'm like, no, I can't do it. Because that's contagious, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of conversation is draining, too.
And being a tattoo artist, I feel like you get really up close and personal with a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, have you ever had any like more intimate conversations with guys that you've tattooed?
Yeah, but I think it's pretty rare because a lot of men aren't that vulnerable. You know, it takes a lot of men to get that vulnerable with a girlfriend that they've been with for years.
Yeah.
So it's kind of rare to meet someone who will open up that deep to someone they just met, you know, today. But I do. I open up deep. Okay.
How deep? You open up and let him go deep. Let him go deep.
Hey, you don't know my body. I open up. I'm sorry.
Real deep.
Sorry. Listen, I saw the opportunity and I had to take it. Sorry.
What are you talking about?
You're not talking to the audio technical.
I am, bro.
I'm watching.
Am I?
Oh. No. Just.
Okay.
You
turn
your head, you like.
Yeah, I definitely get a lot of females who open up about very serious events that happen in their life. I really appreciate that. I'll check in on them every once in a while, too, to make sure they're still doing well.
But more so on the guys. Like, you know, like a long tattoo appointment. Has he tried to, like, kind of rizz it up?
Oh, for sure. Hell yeah.
Session.
And you know what? Some of them even, a few of them have girlfriends, and they'll come to me and they'll talk to me like, oh yeah, I've been in this like a long relationship, but she's not doing this, or I'm feeling this way, and I'm feeling this. And it's just like, I'm trying to view it from an equal perspective, because if a girl comes to me and she's talking to me and having girl talk and be like, oh, you know, this is how I feel in my relationship, I feel like he's lacking here and here. If a guy's coming to me and he feels like he's comfortable enough to talk to me, I'm like, okay, I'll be open ears. I'll hear the kind of ups and downs in your relationships. But the second you're like, oh, but we should hang out sometime this, or you should come and, you know, hang out with so-and-so, some of my friends, and I'll be like, oh, okay, is your girlfriend gonna come? And they're like, oh, maybe she shouldn't come. And I was like, then I shouldn't come either. Yeah.
W response.
That's so crazy
W response.
To me.
Yeah.
The audacity.
Right.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I know.
What happened? I'm serious. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's actually crazy.
So what about single guys? They've almost had like this first date kind of vibe as you're tattooing them.
They try to.
Yeah, how does that go?
I don't know. I feel like I make it very clear that I don't go out with my clients.
Right.
I feel like there's a very big conflict of interest there.
That's why I haven't gotten a tattoo yet.
If I see that they're getting a little too comfortable, like, I want you to be comfortable, I want you to come here. I want you to enjoy your time, but if you're getting a little too comfortable where it's making me uncomfortable, I will clearly set boundaries and I'll kind of step away and I'll let them know.
Rizzless zone,
dude.
Like, no Rizz zone.
Like, that would be funny. Can you get that for me?
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
People
that could be a little cocky too. Please don't hit on me. Oh, okay, man. Oh, I'm sorry, man.
No, but it can say like by her assistant, you know, like, so it's not from her. Yeah.
I don't know. So many people get overly familiar, like, so quick, and and it's in like the most inappropriate settings. Like, I've read so many stories, or like sometimes I experience like Uber drivers, right, like hitting on you, and it's like, I just want to go home, you know, like, and like, it's so, I don't know, it's so weird. And you're thinking about like these men with girlfriends too. You know what makes me so sad? It reminds me of like a lot of guys in my DMs are like married men, It's like men with like literally profiles of like pictures of their family and kids in their profile pictures, like saying the most, like the nastiest stuff you could imagine. And it makes me feel so sad for like the women that they're with.
Mm-hmm. I just snitched somebody out recently.
Yeah?
Yeah. You what? I snitched somebody out recently.
Snitch?
Yeah.
Oh, you like, yo, you know your man's, your husband.
Yeah, no, because it was like one of those thirst trap pictures. And like he's been replying to my stories and I haven't said anything about it. But he hit me with the, when are you going to follow me? And I'm thinking like,
Rizzler.
Why the fuck would I follow? Like, what do you offer for me to follow? You know? So I was like, let me check out this man's page. Let me see what he brings to the table. And first, he's private. The only thing in his bio was his girlfriend's at.
What the
fuck? So I clicked the girlfriend's at. 10-year anniversary. Post. The first post. Happy 10-year anniversary. I was like, oh, I bet. So I responded to him. I was like, oh, 10-year relationship, huh? And he was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with admiring. And I was like, huh? Question marks? And he was like, I'm not doing anything wrong. And I'm letting him type out. He's like, never mind. I sound stupid right now. I'm going to stop before I get in trouble. And we had some mutuals. And so I hit up my mutuals. I was like, hey.
Oh, what? Yeah,
I know. And so I hit up our mutuals. And I was like, hey, do you know about this person? And they're like, no, we don't. We follow each other, but we don't know why we follow each other. Give him another chance. I hit up another person. I was like, hey, do you know this person? No, not really. I'm like, okay, he's kind of in the green zone to snitch.
Yeah.
You know? And I was trying to give him a warning. And I was like, you have a very beautiful girlfriend. And she seems to be very in love with you. And if you hit 10 years, like, mm-hmm. you need to respect him more. Because I've been on this end and I hate it. Mm-hmm. And if, like, she were to find out, like, you're so lucky, I'm not going to snitch. I sat there for, like, 30 minutes. I was like, I'm going to snitch.
Yeah. Yeah, he definitely did not expect to get snitched on too.
Like, I know. So I messaged her. I screenshotted everything from like the first DM that he sent me. I was like, yeah, this has been going on for a while. And I was like, you're a very beautiful girl. And I'm sure you have a very beautiful soul. And I've just been on this end of the, you know, situation. And it's not a good feeling to find out on your own. I'm not sure. I don't think she was on Instagram that much because like her posts were very, they had a lot of time between them. Mm-hmm. And when I did message her, she didn't see it for like, I don't know, like 12 hours or something. Mm-hmm. But she was
just like...
She saw it. She was just like, thank you for reaching out. You know, not a lot of females would go out of their way to mm-hmm. let me know that this is going down. But I'm definitely going to have a talk with him. And I appreciate it. And I was like, yeah, of course. You know, I'm always going to look out for mm-hmm. women or anyone. If you were a woman like doing it to a man, I'd call out you on your boyfriend too. But... he ended up sending me like an apology message later that day. I didn't open it. I just saw I'm sorry for it. I was like, okay, yeah.
I feel like girls are a lot more smarter about those type of things. Guys are just thirsty, mm-hmm. you know.
Some girls be in the DMs though, with a
sure, but it's
not like
I don't think socials. I don't think girls with boyfriends are doing that.
Oh yeah,
yes, they are.
Yes, they are.
No, I don't think they're immediately. Going, oh, I like what I see.
Yes, yeah, they are.
Girls with boyfriends are not doing. Girls with boyfriends will probably do something a lot more subtle, like, you know, just more on a conversational basis. Like, oh, what are you doing today? Or like, oh, how's your day? Just a lot more subtle. I feel like that's what you're pulling something up.
The story went off literally yesterday. My friend, he posted a. His story, and then he just like he exposed somebody too, and it was like a girl just like saying like I want this, I want your hands around my neck, this
dude,
is mad.
Why do people?
And it's really just for like people with like, you know, a following. That's where like guys and girls just feel the need to like throw themselves and like act like that. But girls definitely do that shit. Girls definitely do that.
It's just so sad. It's so sad how common like cheating is. Like to me, it feels like something that's like so terrible and so awful, and like. Really hurt someone, and it's, I don't know, it's like, and it's so avoidable too. It's like a conscious choice that you make. And like, it's just like, do people not have shame too? Like the shame, like, is it not embarrassing to be like, oh, when are you gonna follow me back? And like, keep trying when this person's obviously not reciprocating either.
I think there's like a innate human desire for like novelty and new things and, But it's like at the same time people don't want to lose, you know, their comfort, their, you know.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think it's people that are greedy. So people, my theory is that like people, you know, get a relationship, but then obviously in the back of their head they think they could do better or like they want better, but they don't want to break up with the person to find better. But then they're like, okay, if I can just stay with this person and try to find something better. And then once I find something better, once I know, so it's like low risk, low reward. Like that's what like most people are. They're very like insecure about themselves, but like over secure somehow that the fact that they think they could get like these girls and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah. It's
very gross.
Very grotesque. I pulled up this tweet that I recently here. This was crazy to me. It's like this guy in my DMs.
Read it to us.
We'll have to like send it to the editor to like put on the screen or something.
Oh, yeah.
But it's this guy and his bio says loving my family of five. And he's in my DMs. It's like at like 10 a.m. or something. And it's like, hey. And then 2 minutes later, hey, cutie. And then like 2 weeks later or something, there's a message. Wait, Jimmy, read it.
He's a cheater with three kids. ... Wouldn't reply to him, Lamel.
Yeah, so from the same account. So I guess his wife logged on, saw the messages, and then messaged. So he was like, hey, cutie. And then he's a cheater with three kids. Wouldn't reply to him.
Damn.
I was like.
That's insane.
But like. But it's like what's at stake is just so high, right? It's like it's like when you have a whole family, when you have children at stake, mm-hmm. and you're still playing these games,
mm-hmm.
yeah. like come on.
That's why I think people should get all the fun out of their system before they actually settle down with a family.
Right.
Yep.
And a lot of people, they get into these relationships in their 20s and, you know, in mid-20s. And then they get married. And then they realize they start a family. And it's just once you get into a family, you get settled into a routine. The same thing day in and day out, day in and day out. And as much as people want to argue like, no, my family, we do new things every day. Like... It's just don't hit the same as like when you were single and you have all the freedom in the world to like DM whoever the fuck, travel the world, hit off wherever the fuck, go to the club, right? It's just not the same. Mm. And I feel like for people that do that,
yeah,
they've just lived in that comfort for so long that they're just itching to like
right.
do something, right? So that's why you see a lot of that. Mm. That's why, you know, now, you know, Gabe is fully getting it out of his system, you know. We got not so much. I had more of a wholesome Japan trip, but
honestly, no.
Just aired me out. Like, I mean, yeah, no, I'm ready, Lynn. I mean, I'm ready.
Oh,
I took Ritalin.
That's a bar.
What?
Yeah, you were just freestyling just now.
Yeah, now it's Eminem.
Yeah.
Nah, but I do agree. I think like any person that makes such a toxic or stupid decision, you could narrow it back to like their upbringing and like, you know, how they're raised, what they dealt with, and stuff. Because like, you could tell, like just looking at that dude, he looks like he didn't have like a fun childhood.
He definitely got beat as a kid.
He got like married at like 19, and then like just got tossed into a life, and then now like with social media and everything, like he just sees everybody having fun, and then he's just raising his kids, and then he's on his phone. He's like, wow, I can message these bad girls, and you know, maybe she'll reply, and I don't have to like, you know, get a babysitter for my kid and go to the bar and try to get a girl. I could just send DMs and my wife will never know.
Shit. In my bio, I still have loving family.
But I love my wife. She's never going to reply to me anyway. She's not going to tell my wife.
You played a whole life.
Not the right.
Yeah, that's a crazy assumption of one little avatar.
I'm just that good.
I'm not going to go that far, but I don't know. I just wonder like how much of it just has to do with like what you said too, like about social media. Like did people cheat more or less like before social media too?
Just nobody knew.
No, I think people still cheated, but it was a lot more probably under the table. Maybe like, you know, they might be cheating on people in their neighborhood rather than people, you know, maybe the fucking postman that you see every day, or maybe the girl at the flower shop, right? And like every time you get flowers for your wife, you know, she's also kind of friendly.
Yeah.
She's also kind of friendly the way she's smiling, And like, you know, you make small talk. Next thing you know, she like, let me keep. You know what? This flower's for you, miss. Right?
I think you gave me one extra.
You start flirting with a flower girl. Yeah. All right. So I think it happened more like that. It's just in like the 1970s.
You guys know what is a crazy dynamic that I like hear a lot or read a lot about is like coaches. Like cheating. So like I read coaches. A lot of like Reddit.
Like personal.
Yeah, stories? Like a Reddit story. So like I started doing jiu-jitsu recently, right? And I read this Reddit thread about this guy and his wife would go to this jiu-jitsu gym and like trained under, like this black belt guy. And then all of a sudden his wife starts getting like private sessions and like late sessions. And then he's like, something's going on. And yeah, eventually it turns out that the wife is cheating with the coach.
Oh, especially jujitsu, because you get real. You start tugging. You start grabbing things.
I just thought of a whole scenario.
No. The jujitsu is like such a might as well just you could do that in bed.
I guess, but here's the thing. I went down this rabbit hole of like gyms and like wrestling too, or like boxing. Like there are so many married coaches that have a lot of sex with their female students. Wow. And I'm just like. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's realistic.
Cause you know some of the jujitsu positions. Next thing, like you start wrestling. Next thing you know, they're punching right in the face.
No, I think it's a little bit more like,
I guess.
Secret technique, smooch. No, I think it's just a sexual tension thing. Like if I was a coach, okay, this is just my wild imagination. I would never do this. But if I was a jiu-jitsu instructor and a couple came and then the wife is attractive or the girlfriend and then she needs extra lessons, I'm like hitting her with a move and then like I might throw something witty like hit her with a secret move and then like pin her down and be like,
she dies. Never been performed before.
Right, but she'll get turned on by that move. Yeah. I feel like as a jujitsu instructor, you probably know all the moves to turn her on.
That's what I'm saying. Like you teach her a move and she tries it, and then you hit her with a counter, and then you pin her down, and you're like, maybe next week you'll learn this. And then she now you get off of her, and then she's just on the floor like, oh, I have a husband.
Right.
I'm hearing you guys play this out, and I'm like, I see now why these coaches are doing that. That's crazy. But you like, it's like the coaches are married too. You know, it's like two married people, and it's like, why are you going and doing this stuff if you can't handle it? I don't know.
I mean, one is exercise. When you're exercising, it's exercise. You burn calories.
Word.
You burn calories. So. But you know, like when you do high calorie like exercise, you naturally just feel more things in your body, right?
Yeah. Until you feel one medium sized thing. Yeah, where'd that come from? Yeah, but no, definitely. If I wasn't doing this career,
I'd definitely be a fucking jiu-jitsu instructor.
I'd be a mall. Monday have jiu-jitsu, Tuesday Krav Maga.
Have you seen that like sexual therapist guy in LA where it's like if you haven't been with somebody in a while and you feel like all you need is companionship in a more touchy way, he will literally like invite you in. It's one-on-one sessions and there's mats all over his studio and they just cuddle for like 5 hours and he gets into like these dry humping positions and they won't kiss, but they'll embrace each other. Very strong.
He's playing the long game.
Yeah, I know.
He's playing the long
game. I know. And I then like he'll be like, pay me. So he gets to cuddle with all these women, dry hump them, get paid, and then go home. What? And all these women are going to him for it.
Because I feel like they just know the language and femininity just so well. And probably a French guy with long hair. Mi amor.
Ooh, shoulders very stiff. You don't have sex long time, huh? Come here.
Please.
Yo, what are we doing having a podcast? We gotta start that shit up.
We don't have a French accent, bro.
I could.
I mean,
I would do like a. Actually, what?
Okay, I'm trying to wrap this up in my head. I'm trying to understand this like with the benefit of the doubt, right? Like he's actually doing a job and like it's a service for people. I mean, right, to some extent, like I think there's a lot of physical intimacy that isn't inherently sexual. Like, yeah, like I'm a very physically affectionate person. Like I like holding hands with my friends, right? Like I like to like hug my friends, like I've cuddled with my friends, right? And it's never felt sexual. So I think there's a little bit of that. Like sometimes people are just touch starved and like it's a way that they feel love, right? Like physical touch is a love language, and it's still a love language even if you're not with a partner. Like that's still something you need. So I get that, but like still see, I don't know. It's an interesting concept.
You don't think you would ever get turned on by your jiu-jitsu instructor?
Well, here's the thing. Is I am not into older men.
Sure.
Like, I'm not into...
But what if it's a younger...
Yeah, what if he was, like, some K-pop, sexy...
I have a boyfriend. Stop. I have a boyfriend, first of all, and nobody is sexy except for John.
Okay, what if John was your instructor and you guys weren't dating? I'm fucking!
Okay, but look.
That'd be so hot. Now I have to tell him that he needs to be. You gotta role play that.
I'm gonna name off another occupation that would you fold, Lynn? Like being that you're single now, right? Do you think like jiu-jitsu, you would all of a sudden get turned on? And your instructor was, you know, this built guy.
If he was my type, maybe. Yeah. But then
He just pinned you down. You're like. Yeah, no, try to get up. He's like whispering.
Like, you don't know enough, yeah. But I could teach you.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Guys. I feel like I would consider it, but then I also have to keep in mind that if he's doing it to me, he's probably doing it to a lot of women, you know, who are coming into this gym. So I'm probably just another one on his list. He's just like, he's trying to get to.
You're my worst student.
Yeah, like he would have to be a little bit more creative than trying to pin me down and take me out, you know?
Because I'm suplex? Suplex?
I don't know. Like, I feel like you'd have to make it obvious. Like, okay, I want to take you out on a date, you know, rather than like.
But that initial like, but do you think are you folding a little bit? Are you folding a little bit when you get pinned down for the first time?
In my head, a little bit. Yeah, I'll be looking up at him like, oh my God, so much right now.
You said what?
We could do so much right now.
You see, people, that's what I'm saying.
No, behave. I tap.
Okay, now there's another occupation.
Never go into a class. I'm gonna start studying jiu-jitsu now.
Black belt.
No. There's more classes that you should not let your girl go to. So, dance classes. Dance classes.
This time, watch it instructor.
Hey man, what you doing right there? Hey, brother. Ease off on the hands.
Hey, brother, what you doing over there?
Yo, ease off on the hands. Yo, can we get a female instructor? Oh, man. But, yeah, my girl's not going to any ballet classes.
You're just giving me a new fears.
No personal, because ballet classes and, like, waltz, fucking boxing, dancing classes are because, like, waltzing are like this, and you're holding them like this.
Yeah.
Right? And if my girl's getting spun around and getting held like this,
my girl learning nothing. Unless it's for me, for that one. Because I couldn't imagine like a billiards teacher. Just go behind them, just.
Oh, yeah.
Nice and slow, right? I'm just like, oh.
I feel like you could take everything and turn it sexually, though, if you really wanted to. Like, if you had like a very attractive client, you're like, yeah, I could fucking. Let's see. How can I get behind them? How can I say this in a very slow and sexy voice?
How would you do it if you're a tattoo artist? Huh? What's your tattoo artist, Riz?
I don't know. I feel like I can't even consider rizzing up on my clients.
Maybe when you shave them.
You
can put on the...
No. What if?
There was one time I was shaving this girl, and she had a very nice body. But the way I put my stencils on, I do, like, I rub out my... So you put stencils on. There's, like a cream that you put on the client to transfer your stencil over. Mm-hmm. And I have to get it a right consistency for my stencils to transfer the way that I like. And sometimes when I do that, I need to, like, rub it out. Mm-hmm. And she was getting it on her, like, her thigh, butt, leg area, and her boyfriend was watching me. And I'm like... rubbing it everywhere, and he was like, whoa, calm down, that's my girl.
That's so funny.
I'm so sorry.
That was your girl.
Yeah.
clothes.
Nah. Oh. If no. I saw another hot girl waxing my girl, I'm like,
oh, yeah, I'm in a-
yeah, I'm recorded. I'm like, wait, hold on. A little slower, please.
Yeah, when you walk away, I might fuck it up.
And just, oh, you gotta reply. God.
Yeah, don't let this moment go away. We're gonna.
You get a vagina tattoo next.
Yeah, oh, I'm spilling the stencil on the other thigh.
I was tattooing one of my friends, and he was like jokingly making comments, but. I was tattooing him on this side, and he kept like looking over, and so I pushed his chin away so he wasn't blocking my light. He was like, "I've never had a woman touch me like that before."
Oh,
and we were just laughing.
A virgin?
But
a foot, a shoulder.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I guess like instances like that.
Yeah.
Have you ever? What tattoo do I want from Lynn?
Have you ever had to tattoo a guy's private areas?
No,
like maybe just the, maybe not his exact that, but like maybe the side of.
I've tattooed, no, I think the closest I've gotten was like the top of the thigh, but I've tattooed like the inside of women's thighs before.
Okay,
and that gets pretty intimate when you don't like take care of yourself all too well.
Would you tattoo a dick? Not asking for something.
No, okay. That just seems like really difficult. I feel like I couldn't even take a nice picture of that, you know, even if I censored it. Because one, you have to be hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you could stay hard in that much pain. I mean, I guess some people are into it, you know.
Masochist.
But yeah. Somebody would have to be cupping it from underneath. And then I would have to be stretching it with these two fingers and then tattooing it with this one. And then somebody would need to be, what's that person? I don't think it's a real position, but important. Feathering? Featherer?
Oh. Feather?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Fuck, I forgot.
Yeah, well, somebody would need to be like flashing him boobies or something. You'd have to put porn on the TV for this to be working out. And it just sounds too complicated of a mission for me to ever be like, yeah, I'm fucking down. This would be really cool.
What if a guy just like threw you $100K? and threw you $100K and Lynn, you gotta keep me hard.
No.
While you tattoo me.
I could make $100K without keeping you hard,
that's
right?
Mm-hmm. What about the keeping him hard part, though?
You just gonna give me money?
For a tattoo on his dick.
Oh.
Would you go through that process?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel like that'd be selling myself short a lot. Mm. I think it'd be how desperate I am for that money. Mm. If I'm starving.
She up now. She got a whole. She up. Yeah. Maybe two weeks ago, but now.
Yeah, I had some guy message me a few weeks ago, and he was like, oh, let me get into your books. My books are closed for a few months. Well, they're open right now, but I'm booked out for a few months. And I was like, okay, you're going to have to wait until, I think, like September. And he was just like, I don't want to wait until then. And I was like, the fuck do you want me to do about it? I have set days that I work. I fill them all up. Yeah, he was like, I'll pay double. I was like, you want to pay double my rate? And then he was like, okay, maybe like 1.5 times your rate. And then he saw my third shop. He's like, 2 times your rate.
2.3
and I
times.
Was like, no, 2.5. And I was just like, okay, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, yeah, it's just so weird. Unattractive for you to keep like, I don't know. I'm not money driven like that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, people have presented opportunities to me where they're like, oh, we'll give you X amount of money, we'll make sure you do this and that. I'm like, I really don't care, because it's just showing me the type of person, anyways, you know, you are. And I'm like, I'm not trying to spend all that time with you if that's how you're trying to motivate me. We're not on the same wavelength.
Well, on that note, I also want to talk about what were we talking about before?
You want to go, or you want to get you one?
Like, you can go. Because I don't know where they are.
Can you get me another water?
Of course.
Thank you. Oh, you can have one.
Oh,
thank you, baby.
Thank you. I was getting one. Oh, no. Give it back. Gabe can have his moment.
Actually, I think we could wrap this podcast up.
It's an hour and a half.
Huh? Yeah. Well, that was fun. That
was
pretty cool. Yeah.
I know it did. Yeah. That's how you know you're around good people, you know?
Aw. Oh, he's such a provider.
Yeah, I know.
You are such a... Ladies watching the podcast, if there are any, do you hear that? Do you see this?
Or ladies on the podcast.
Oh, playing.
This is so cute. Do you have snacks? I had this conversation recently. But if you have snacks as a man at your house, you ran through. Did we talk about this?
Oh, we did.
Yeah, and I was telling John. John bought me so many snacks at his place, and I was like, good. But he didn't have snacks before me. Ideal.
What is that? No, that.
Proteins.
Oh.
You want?
No. It just looked good. It looked like an Oreo. Like an inside out Oreo.
You do it then. I'm faithful.
Wow. What the fuck? Wow.
We could Lady and the Tramp.
Oh my god,
can we? Oh, yeah. Look what I started.
No.
I don't think they can go get bought.
No, keep going. there's a whole lot more protein, boy.
No, this is, we need a noodle, you know? Like,
what are you talking about, deep? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, she hit the squigger with the guy back.
Come on, let's show them how real men do it.
Come on.
Over here. Whoa. Oh, yeah. Get your ass over here.
Oh, no.
Pussy.
Only for the fan house.
Oh, God. You are. You are a scaredy cat.
Oh, I can't breathe. Wow. I feel like I lost like 3 pounds on this episode.
Oh, man. Well. If you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast, please drop a like. And also, you guys can see this podcast on Spotify a couple days before it airs on YouTube. And go ahead and if you guys are in California, or even not, if you guys ever want to get tattooed by Lynn, she just opened up a new shop in Long Beach, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, yeah, go check out her Instagram. All her socials will be down below. And man, show them a couple. Do you have tattoos that you tattooed on yourself?
No, I have one. I have an itty bitty one because that shit hurt, bro. When I was tattooing myself, I was like, I don't know how my clients take this shit because oh my god, it is so painful. It's just this little. Everyone thinks it's a teacup. It's an ink cap. Yeah.
They're like ink cap. She announced every single letter in there. Ink cap.
I recently got my leg tattooed. That shit hurt so bad. I was just laying in bed like, dear Jesus Lord, what do I do to people for a living? Yeah. I'm not even done. It's just like the outline too.
Now that tattoo you got was into that. That was hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll post it up.
Yeah. And
how'd you like tattooing on the podcast before?
I liked it.
I wanted to do that, but I don't want to copy their idea.
No. We'll have other ideas. But I feel like that's a little hectic, like trying to tattoo and also talk at the same time.
A lot of artists don't like it, but I think that's how I get into my zone is when talk. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I could, I don't know, music, watching TV kind of, it bores me. But when I'm interacting with my clients, I feel like such an emotional connection with them that I feel like I'm pushing out a better tattoo. Now I feel a little bit more obligated to give you like, I mean, I feel obligated to give you the best work that I can. But now I'm really taking my time and I'm letting you know like, okay, I'm going to take my time with this, so we might take a little longer because I want this to be as perfect as I can with you, as opposed to me getting like a really shitty client, then I'm just like, okay, I'm going to give you a great tattoo, but I don't want to ever talk to you again.
Yeah. Oh yeah. If you guys want to leave any questions for us, you guys been going crazy in the comments and we always talk about your comments on the podcast. So please leave it down below. We actually have a section on the fan house now, so just go to the first link in the description box and go to the first link in the comment section and just go there and comment any questions you have or just any comments you have that you want us to talk about or answer. So yeah, go to that link now. Okay, bye.
Bye. You know, all right.